So what do you get when you cross a wizened Gen Xer with a proud millennial?
Here we go.
A mixtape filled with
Britney Spears songs?
Or maybe a rotary landline telephone
that takes selfies?
Maybe a Tom and Jerry cartoon.
Or Tom and Jerry each get participation trophies?
No, 21st century solutions.
According to Kaylin and Ramsey.
It is August 17th, 2022. How are you doing today, Kaylin?
I am doing good. Still in Maine, up in the northern part of Maine. Went to Acadia last weekend, and it was beautiful. The beaches in Acadia are probably one of the most beautiful places that we've seen. Where I should say places, multiple, because every beach at Acadia is different. It's crazy because it goes from small pebbles to large boulders to a beautiful shell sand beach within a mile, and wow. it just is a magical place. And so we're really loving Maine still, and today was very rainy. Felt like kind of like we're at home. The kids have been in the trailer all day, as I'm sure you've heard over the multiple meetings we've been on.
Playing Monopoly again, or not quite yet?
I think they've been working on projects. Dad's been really into projects lately, so they've been doing lots of art and stuff, and that keeps them pretty occupied and keeps them learning. So, yeah. How about you? How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing good. It is really nice again. I want to just get outside, but I've been in the house all day because we have just been having back-to-back meetings like basically all week, and then I'm taking off on Friday to take my daughter back to school, and so, you know, got to get everything done before we peel on out of here. I can't believe this summer is basically over. Like, where does it go? It's just like poof, it's gone.
Yes. No, I totally agree. I know Jack's like, he's ready for, he said he's felt like the leaves are already starting to turn colors here in Maine, and he's like, he's ready for fall and winter. I said, what fall and winter? We're going down to the Carolinas and then to Florida. So, sorry, but you're going to miss those seasons.
Yep. Nope. Not doing it. We're getting away. That's what you're supposed to do when your house has wheels underneath it. You follow that's the nice right. weather. Well, I tell you, man, yes. There is just so much. And, like, what am I even talking about? It just seems like in the world there is so much going on basically all the time. And, you know, it was super cool having Marcus on with us a couple of weeks ago. And he's all about, you know, his company is Sustainable You. He's all about how people can, you know, sort of make a difference within their own lives. But I've always asked myself that question, and I think a lot of people have too. Maybe you have. Can we actually make a difference? Like, how can one person really make a difference? Do you ask yourself that question?
Yes, absolutely. Because, you know, it feels like you're so minute compared to the world and all of the outside influences. And, you know, can my one life change or my one act of kindness, can it really make a difference? You know, I think as a parent, you ask yourself that even more because you are influencing these little beings. Yep. And so I find myself asking myself that every day.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, it's something that I've really thought about, and I think I've come to at least a framework or a model that works for me. I want to try it out on you, see if you like it. And you know that I'm all about creating models and building things. So the way that I think about this is spheres of influence. So, of course, this is not original to me. I'm not the first one to ever come up with this, but this is how I kind of organize it. Spheres of influence. So, I mean, spheres are like circles, right? So if you think of yourself and the world in terms of concentric circles, we've got ourself at the middle, and, you know, you go out one ring, it's our family. You go out another circle, it's our friends. Go out another circle, it's the community and people around us that we actually know. And then if you go out another circle beyond that, I'm thinking of it right now as like the marketplace. And we can think about that in different ways, but I think in terms of these concentric circles or spheres of influence, because you can really do different things in each one of these different circles, and it's worthwhile to really focus your energy or your tactics or your techniques or whatever you, however you want to call it, differently based on kind of which circle you're thinking about. So I thought it would be fun to have a conversation about thinking about how we can make a difference within different spheres of influence.
Absolutely.
So start out with like yourself. You know, we're all at the center of our own universe, right? What can we do to make a difference within ourselves? What can we do to make ourselves better or to, you know, improve our own situation? I think there's lots of answers. I mean, without too much constant navel gazing, like, what do you think? What do you do to, you know, improve yourself, improve your situation? You want to start?
You know, yeah, for me, I think a big thing is being honest with myself, because if you're not honest with yourself, then who can you be honest with, right? Right. And how can you move forward and be authentic if you're not being honest with yourself? On this journey that I've been on in my life, you know, I would have considered myself, without too much thought about it, I would not have considered myself materialistic prior to, you know, COVID changed a lot, but and moving into our trailer, my family just had like a lot of stuff, and we didn't buy that stuff from our local places. You know, we shopped online on Amazon, or we went to the mall and bought stuff from big stores, or, you know, went to Walmart and bought kids toys or Target. And I just had to start looking at myself and going, why am I doing these things? And why do I think those things are important? Because in my life, they're really not. And I need to make some changes, because I don't want my kids to think those things are important. And up until a year and a half ago, they, you know, didn't know any different, that they just got new stuff and new clothes. And so, you know, I've been trying to really change the way that I view myself and what's important. And, you know, I realized that spending more time focused on my mental health and how I can improve myself to be a better person that my kids can look up to and learn from is far more important than being a consumer of goods, as you like to talk about, and being materialistic and worried about my appearance and all of those things. Now, of course, I'm still a salesperson and still a business professional, so I still take very good care of myself.
We still want you to take showers once in a while, Kaylin.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. But, you know, now I find that it's more fun to do a home manicure and pedicure with Malia, where we can bond and have that time together versus having that time outside of the house to myself at a nail salon where I'm spending money, you know? It's my whole thought process has changed, and I would rather spend the money that I do make and do have on things that will create memories for my kids. They're not going to remember that they had all name brand clothes or that they had all a brand new bike and a brand new scooter. Although I do have to admit, Owen did get a new bike last week, but that was out of necessity because he had outgrown his old one. And he, campground kids who are growing up in campgrounds, I feel like, use their bikes, 100 times more than other kids. And one of those reasons is because, well, they're homeschooled, so they have 3 times as much time to play as other kids, and they're living an eternal summer life, right? Like we just talked about. So there are important things that, you know, we must spend money on that are material, but that's also to help them create those memories and be able to go out and cruise the campground and put thousands of miles of bike on his bike each week. So we're just, you know, we're really concentrating on organically, you know, improving ourselves and our family life. What about you, Ramsey? What do you do to influence yourself?
Well, I mean, I think you have great points, and what, you know, for people who have a close family, it seems like, I mean, what you were describing, the line between self and immediate family is pretty thin, because, you know, our kids, our spouse, or our siblings, if they live with us or nearby, you know, they see us like pretty much all the time. And I know, you know, members of my family, and sometimes in some ways, it seems like they know me better than I know myself. And so making conscious decisions about our own selves to be healthy or to eat the right food or to get exercise or, you know, to minimize those destructive habits that we all have, you know, those decisions are beneficial to ourselves and they're beneficial to our family at the same time. You know, I think in parenting, one of the things I've learned is, you know, it's good to say the right things to your kids, but even more important than what you say is to model as best as you can the right behavior for your kids that you want them to, you know, absorb and live out, because our kids see us, they watch us, they look to us for examples, both good and bad. And when we set a good example, they're like, yeah, okay, that makes sense. And when we set a bad example, it's like, yeah, well, you know, dad does that. Like, you can't expect me not to do it. So, you know, what we do and what we don't do is really important. And then, you know, that first circle outside of ourselves, our family, you know, they're precious. We can, and we need to love them and build them up and honor them and teach them right from wrong and show them kind of how things work. And, you know, that I think our family members are the ones that we can have a really profound influence on within our lives. You know, they say that you can't really choose your family, but you can choose your friends. And the next ring out from family is friends. You know, the people that we choose to get to know and that we choose to associate with, and, you know, our best friends, they'd almost become family. So, you know, Kaylin, if you think about kind of the people who mean the world to you in terms of your friends, like, do you actively kind of work with them to make the world a better place? You know, like, are there things that you do or, you know, ways that you connect with your friends that are part of this whole, you know, 21st century solutions, making things better?
Absolutely. Well, I do have to say that I try not to push my ideals on people that don't want to hear them. But I definitely, even though, you know, I don't sell solar, I'm just a solar financer. I find myself talking to my friends and like other full-time RV families or you know, whoever it is I'm talking to. I'm constantly promoting solar and energy efficiency because it's just like it's part of who I am at this point. You know what I mean? Like I live, eat, breathe, sleep solar, and not just the financing part of it, because while, you know, that's our piece of it, I know that just kind of like getting it out there is making, you know, the world a better place. And I think that, you know, at the same time, I also let people have, you know, their own opinions on it because I have friends who have different opinions on solar. And I think that asking them the questions about, you know, why they don't believe in residential solar or why, you know, they have differing opinions than I do on it is just, you know, being authentic with them and listening and you know, being able to have a real life conversation. You know, I might not ever be able to change their mind, but I can rest easy at night knowing that I was honest and vulnerable with them and how I feel about things. And even outside of the solar industry, you know, talking about that, you know, I can also I'm honest with my friends about everything. If you are gonna be my friend, then you're gonna get nothing but complete honesty from me. And and I think that that's how everybody should live. So that's how I live, and I expect the same thing back. You know, I expect, you know, you as my friend and my coworker. You know, you're one of the people that I spend the most time in the world with. So I expect for you to tell me if I'm, you know, doing something wrong or if I'm, you know, I'm out there giving people misinformation or my attitude sucks today or
Got
whatever
something
it
stuck in
is.
your teeth.
Yes, exactly. If you can't count on your friends to, you know, hold you accountable and be there to be honest so that when, you know, when you're having struggles, you feel comfortable coming to those people because I don't feel comfortable going to people with that aren't honest and real. And you know, obviously you and our co-director Jennifer are people that I feel like I can share anything with, even outside of work things. So I think that keeping your sphere, you know, honest and real is very important, especially in that friends category.
Thank you for all that. That does that. That is just a really great point. You know, I've had different groups of friends over the course of my life. You know, like I've moved several times across the country, and I've got different groups of friends from different parts of my life. And I've had sort of certain friends that I've always been able to go back to, and it's just, you know, super easy to connect. And I have other groups of friends or different friends, people who I find it hard to reconnect with. And, you know, in many ways, I can't even explain why that is. I know it's heartbreaking, you know, when I think about friends that I've had that I feel estranged from. And part of that is that I feel like I can't be honest with them, or if I was honest with them, you know, they don't understand, and they didn't understand me. So, you know, I think the real precious friendships are ones where people can both be honest and also to try and really deeply understand what the other person is thinking, where they're coming from. And, you know, you're never going to have exactly the same ideas as other people, whether it's your friends or your family or, you know, people that you deal with. But then it's just, it takes effort, and it's so important, I think, to try to make the effort to understand people. Because, you know, if you're talking about how do you make a difference in the world, if you're talking to somebody who doesn't want to be influenced, you're really going to get nowhere. You know, if you really need to be connecting with and talking to somebody who is open to what you're saying, or you have to, you know, find a way to kind of say the things that you want to say in a way that they can understand, or that they would potentially be interested in. And I have found that, like, certain people, certain friends in my life who that do get it and do understand, and I'm able to understand them. And those are the people in life that I think we can really have the most impact on, the people who we take the time to try to understand, and the people who take the time to try to understand us.
Absolutely. I totally agree. And I like what you said about that, you know, you've got to have that mutual, like, respect for what the other person has to say. And I feel like sometimes we've lost that, you know, in our society. So finding those people and being able to hold on to those relationships seems like it even more important these days.
Yeah, it really does. Because even when you have things in common with the people around you, you're still going to have differences. And in this world that we live in today, I really believe that polarization and just, you know, getting with your own team and your own side, not the answer. That's not going to get us there. We have to work together based on our common ground. And that's where communities come in. So that's sort of the next circle outward, is communities. And I know that we've talked extensively about what is a community and how do, you know, how do we work within a community. So, you know, without repeating our entire podcast previously, you know, a community is either the people that are right around you geographically, or else it's a group that shares the same interest as you. But, you know, it'd be fun to talk about local community a little bit, in the sense that you and I think have really very almost polar opposite experiences at the moment, because I'm pretty stable. I've lived in this same place for about 10 years. And, you know, you have a new and different community every week. So, like, I have been really trying to make efforts to connect with our local community through the schools and through this theater program that my kids are involved with. And it's, you know, it's fun because we just got done with the big summer theater program, and, you know, they had performances, and there was a couple hundred people that showed up, and parents and grandparents that were watching this theater performance. And it just felt so good to see all of those smiling faces out in the audience, watching their kids on stage perform. Because here their kids have just spent the last 4 or 5 weeks intensively learning a new show and new skills, dancing and singing. And several of the kids were up there just doing stuff that they had never done before. And that, just that sense of accomplishment where the community came together in the context of a theater program to put on a show so that the kids could shine, like, that was just so awesome. And now we're getting ready to go back to school, right? So new school year, and so now we're transitioning into going back to school. But what are some experiences you've had, Kaylin, recently with, you know, community, whether it's just been at a campground or something different?
So yes, so we have been lately been connecting with a lot of other full-time RV families. We recently joined, and I wish we had done it sooner, but we really didn't know about it until recently, a association called Full-Time Families, and it's just that, a bunch of full-time RV families, and it's a way for us to communicate with each other and get our kids you know, interacting with other kids who live on the road. And they offer all sorts of really great resources for kids to connect with each other. They offer road schooling resources, they offer field trips. So it's like, it's really it's an online community, but once you get to a certain location, then you find your community, your local community. So there's like Facebook chat groups for each campground, and there's a Facebook group page for each region of the country. So you guys can invite each other to join in activities and do field trips, and you know, then you can get a group rate for your, for, because, you know, you've got so many people going together. So you know, we just joined it, and we've been on the road for 15 months, and I really, I feel really sad that we didn't have this community before, but, you know, we've already been invited to, you know, like, instead of having a Taco Tuesday, that they had a Loco Tuesday, where everybody brought a local main dish, and we all sat around and talked, and it's like, we can support each other. Like, the guys are talking about things that have been wrong with their rigs, and, oh yeah, I had that problem too. How'd you fix it? You know? And,
my brakes so didn't we can work really, for like, the first few weeks.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And you will, and, every RV has electrical problems. It's just part of the course, I guess. And so we just have really enjoyed that. We're up in this campground that's pretty far out in the sticks, which is our preferred campground, of course. I mean, it's like really camping, and got to go hook up with a few other families on Friday night and have a fire, and they had been here for a few weeks, so they'd already explored the local area, so they gave us tips and places to go that we wouldn't have known about if we hadn't joined them last Friday night for the fire. So just really, nice. You know, getting to share your knowledge is really powerful.
Very cool. Yeah, that sounds like a great group. I guess you gotta find it when you find it, huh? Better late than never.
That's right. Yes, exactly. And we have no plans of stopping, so we'll get plenty of use out of it.
Right on. Well, and then, so I guess the last sort of sphere of influence or circle that we can think about right now is the marketplace. So outside of the people that you know and outside of the people that are directly related to what you do, outside of that is kind of everybody else. But I'm choosing to think of it as the marketplace right now in two ways. There's the marketplace of ideas and the marketplace of business. And so, you know, we're engaged by having this podcast in the marketplace of ideas. And I think that people, you know, there should be more ideas and more speech and more concepts thrown out there for evaluation instead of less. So I just am so opposed to censorship and so opposed to the idea of cancel culture. I just believe that if we hope to find solutions, if we hope to find our way forward, that's going to be through more and more people just trying new things, trying out ideas, putting them out there into the universe. And in the marketplace of ideas, the best ideas are going to be the ones that succeed, because an idea that doesn't resonate with anyone or that turns off people, I just think that it's going to fade and go away. You know, I know that people have valid concerns about things like hate speech and about, you know, saying horrible things and being mean and bullying, and I agree. But I think the danger is that who is it that gets to decide what that is? You know, who is it that gets to decide if something is hateful? It should be the people. It should be the marketplace of ideas. And so if you have something to say, if I have something to say, I hope that we will continue to have the space to say it and to talk it through and to... for other people to honestly engage it and for people to make comments and to improve it or to tell us it's stupid and give us a reason. You know, like bad ideas should shrivel in the sunlight of people looking at it and talking about it. So what do you think about this idea of a marketplace of ideas?
Yes, well, you know, I think that we're in a really great space for getting new ideas right now. We have so many, you know, there's so many ways for us to meet with each other and find these new ideas that there's no reason for us to not be able to come up with new ideas And I feel like we need them right now more than ever. We're just in this spot where people just are having such a hard time coming together, you know, as a whole. But I think that if we looked farther and deeper into it, there's these you know, smaller spheres, that is a tongue twister, if you will, of people getting together and sharing their ideas, and we just need to get them out to people who maybe have never had that thought before. And how do we do that is probably such a broad question right now, and we are in an industry, I think, where there's a lot of innovators who think the same way, and if we could get that out to everyone, I just think of all the good that we could do, and not even just around clean energy, but other things too. I think that you just have to not be afraid if you have an idea to put it out there. I think a lot of people are afraid of rejection or thinking that no one will think their idea is valuable or worth something. And you've got to put yourself and your and be confident in your ideas and get them out there. Like, you know, I have a lot of conversations with people about parenting. And we're going to go back to that. You know, your family is your closest sphere, and it goes right out from yourself to your family is a very thin line. But I think that, starting with those ideas, like within your smaller spheres and then building them out to your layers of spheres is how you're going to gain your confidence in your idea, and then gain mm-hmm. traction in the concept of your idea, and then be able to put it out there so that the masses are able to hear and you know, think about your idea. So there's a yeah. lot of you know, a lot of different ways out there to get your ideas out, and we just have to formulate a plan. And you know, we have ideas just ourselves on how our industry should work, and we've as a group have come together and not been afraid to share those ideas and get them out there. And
yes,
it's given me a lot of confidence in.
And we are, and we're getting our ideas out into the business marketplace. Now we're getting ready to launch, you know, this revolutionary new system, which will be empowering homeowners and solar companies to work together with us to get financing in a much faster, you know, very cost-effective and transparent way. You know, building this system that we've been building recently, you know, it is the culmination of ideas and this desire to make an impact on the marketplace, to, you know, really make a change for the better. And we're just on the cusp of making big moves like that. And it's really exciting because it's business, but it's also really bringing forward some of these big ideas that we think are just so important and solutions for the world at large. It's really a privilege. And I mean, I personally, I'm trying, man. I am trying so much to not be afraid, to not hold back, to not let things like self-doubt or this thought that people don't care what I have to say. You know, I've been inside of my own shell for a long time, and it's just been the last year or so, or maybe two, that I'm really starting to feel like I can really say what I think, and that the things that I say have an impact and can have an impact. And I just encourage other people to do that as well, because, you know, we don't know how much of an influence we have, and it's real easy to hang back and to be discouraged and to think that this giant world of mess that we live in is just too far gone sometimes. But you can turn that on its head and you can really make a difference, you know, starting with yourself and working your way out. And so just want to encourage anybody and everybody, even as I'm trying to embrace my own encouragement right now.
Yes, absolutely. And you know, I've seen you blossom over the last 2 years, so that's been really fun and great, and I feel like, you know, I've learned from you how to kind of stick up for myself as well, as we've grown our business and been able to just get our ideas on how things should work out there, and I've learned that it's powerful for me to believe in myself that I can make a difference, and I really think we've started to do that.
Absolutely. It was fun having this conversation, and really look forward to the next one. Have a great evening, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. It was a good one. Thanks, Ramsey.